CSHomeschoolConference.com presents this digital recording from 2012.
I saw this man, and as I go along, and I staffed for them and helped them out with some of their events called Outlook Development. Outlook Development, I was looking at them, and I was like helping a mentor for them, so it's help staff. And I saw this dude. He's actually in this room, and he's just like, he comes up on stage, brings a bunch of drums, and starts playing. I'm like, who is this dude? Like, he's weird like me. I like him. So he starts playing on these drums. He starts going about this, and he's like, no, you can't just play the drums like this. You got to play the drums. Like, he's going to teach a little bit about that. But man, what this man has done and what this man has accomplished in his life and just created this awesome, amazing lifestyle for him, and it's awesome. So this man has really influenced me in my life, and just in the 15 minutes he talked, he gets to teach you for about 2 hours. So it's going to be really cool. So let's bring up Mr. Aaron Paugh.
Perfect. You guys hear me okay? Awesome. So these were in this classroom when I came in. Is this anybody's? Does this look familiar? Yeah? Is this all yours? Just the flower. All right. Who was that? Beautiful. Did you know it was in here? Did you know it was in here? Okay. How are you guys doing? Let's see. It's 4:18. You've been here all day, right? Doing this? How many of you are tired, hungry, like seriously? This dude's going to talk for 2 hours on what? What does the title say? Passion? 2 hours. For real? Yes, that is what we're going to do. Let me introduce myself. My name's Aaron. Isaac, I want to really thank him and his mom for allowing me to come here today. My amazingly beautiful wife, Hillary, is supposed to be here right now. And she's got this problem where she's in the bathroom every few minutes throwing up all day today. So she's got a bit of the flu. So I apologize she's not here tonight. But she definitely wanted to be here with you guys. And instead, you've got me. So a little bit about me. I'm married, have 4 kids. Let's see, 10, 8, 4, and 2. And grew up just outside of Seattle. Is there anyone in this room that's not LDS? Everyone's LDS? That's the point of LDS? Okay, awesome. So I joined the church after I graduated from high school and went on a mission to Colombia, South America, came back, met my wife, and here I am. So we live in Murray, and I'm super excited to be here with you guys today. And well, let's do this. Wasn't sure if I was going to do this, but I'm feeling like maybe we need to get some blood flowing. Is that true? No. No blood flow for you, huh? All right. We are going to do it anyway. So I want everyone to take whatever you've got in your laps, just put them down on the floor on your chair. And there's a lot of people here, but let's see if we can all form a big circle right here. One big, round, happy family. Bring it on in. All right, we're going to have to definitely push it out. We're going to have to squeeze. Let's see if we can all get in here. Can we make it happen? Yeah, we got a big gap up here. Come fill this in up here up front. How are we doing? I think we're going to make it. I'm seeing some people hiding in the back there. Let's come on in. There we go. Can we all fit in? 2 just bailed. They said, no way. We are not getting in the circle. We're out of here. All right. So you guys need to just kind of smooth it on out so that no one's standing behind of anybody. You guys can push it out a little bit. We can bring our circle around. Yeah? How are we doing? Are we there? Okay. It's a really ugly circle, like super ugly. But okay. All right. All right. But it will work. So here's what I want to do. I want to introduce you guys to a concept called hoo-ha. All right? I just want you guys to feel what that feels like. I want you to say that. On the count of three, hoo-ha. One, two, three. Hoo-ha. Nice. It's fantastic. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game called hoo-ha. And for the purposes of starting today, I am your hoo-ha master. All right? Everyone got that? Now, how would a hoo-ha master stand? Probably something like this, right? Hoo-ha. So when I do that to you, then I want you all to receive and give it back to me with a nice, warm hoo-ha. All right? So team, hoo-ha. Beautiful. Nice. Everyone get it? Okay. Here's what we're going to do. As a hoo-ha master, I'm actually going to point to somebody, and that might look something like this. Hoo-ha. All right. So, guy in the hat, a little freaked out, not sure what's going on. Oh, what happens is, when I send a hoo-ha to you, you're going to receive it, and that looks a little bit something like this. You will go, hoo-ha. All right. So, let's try that part. Hoo-ha. Perfect. Now, you two on the sides of Hatman. I'm not very good. James. All right. So you two on the sides, in order for him to, once he receives that, you're going to support him, and that may look a little bit like this. So if this was James and you two on the side, as soon as he goes hoo-ha, you're going to go hoo-ha. All right? Try not to hurt the abdominals. All right? Just easy. Don't actually have to hit him. All right, so let's just practice that, all right? Here we go. Hoo-ha. All right. I want a little bit more fire. Orange, a little bit more than the... I want to hear it, okay? We all need to hear it. All right, let's try that again. Hoo-ha. Nice. Perfect. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. As the hoo-ha master, I will start by saying hoo-ha. Everyone in the group will say hoo-ha. And then I will point to somebody. And when I do that, they'll receive it. The two people on the side will axe them in the half. And then... at that point, so if it was James, for example, then James gets to do it to somebody else in the group. Now, the point of this is to make sure that whoever you're pointing to knows that it's them. So be clear about it, not, hoo-ha, and just random, and six people think that it's them. No, no, no. Be clear. So, hoo-ha. So everybody knows who it's going to, right? If you, we'll try a practice round, all right? So let's just go and see how far we can get, okay? Ready? Team, hoo-ha. All right. Hoo-ha. All right. It's all right. All right. So keep going. So Hat Man, you receive it. All right. Okay, it looks like Red. So Red, you got to receive it. So hold on. Let Cade. So you'll receive it. Go hoo-ha. All right. Now you get to choose someone else before you fall over. Yeah, you want to wait till they receive it, and then? Okay, all right. So I think everyone's getting the idea. Let me ask you, let's say Chuck Norris or Jackie Chan was in the circle. Do you think they would receive it like, hoo-ha? No, 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 no. It's going to be, hoo-ha, hoo-ha, hoo-ha. All right? You guys feeling that? All right? You gotta get into it. There's no weak hoo-has in the circle, okay? So we're going to start this over again. What happens is, if you happen to mess up, then it's going to be really difficult to get out of the circle, so I'm just going to ask you to sit down, all right? Does that work? Yeah, you guys can be in the circle of shame. No circle of shame here, but you'll just sit down, and then we'll just keep going until the circle gets smaller and smaller. All right, is there anybody that does not understand? Everyone knows what we're doing, all right? No, you don't have to sit in the middle. You can just kind of sit down where you've got some space, all right? If you'd like to sit in the middle, you can. So, okay. All right, you two want to join in? Okay, so perfect. You guys, it's your guys' turn. So we'll just go for it. Awesome. All right, so get you guys caught up. Circle of hoo-ha, all right? Yes, is it Tori and, how do you say your name? Maddie, Tori and Maddie. I want to hear from both of you guys nice and loud. Hoo-ha! Beautiful, Tori. Bring it. I want to hear it loud. All right, here's what this looks like. I will point to someone, so maybe it would be you. I'd say, hoo-ha. When I point to you, you would receive it and say, hoo-ha. And then the two on the side. And then you get a chance to point to somebody else. All right. There we go. There we go. You guys will get it as we go. All right. So let's start and see how far we can get. All right, team. Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. All right. Is it Rannon? All right. Have a seat, my friend. Okay. Trevor, you're now the hoo-ha master, so you'll start with giving an introduction to the team. All right. So, team, why do we do that exercise? One, because I want to get the blood flowing. But two, here's the reality. I'm going to share something with you guys over the next however long we go until we're done here, and you guys get to go eat and then get ready for a dance. While I'm doing that, I will be the hoo-ha master, right? So I'll be the one sharing the message for you guys. And what I ask in return is that you guys receive the message, right? Be open to what we talk about here the next hour and a half or so. And if there are opportunities, which there will be, for you guys to share some stuff that maybe you wouldn't normally share, right? I'm not talking about deep, dark stuff. I'm not talking about stuff in your closet. But if there's maybe goals or aspirations or things that maybe you don't really talk about very often, I want you to have permission in this class to talk about it. And then for those that are around you that are hearing that, I want you guys to support them, all right? And by supporting them, that means saying, wow, that is really awesome, dude. That is great. Nice work. Rather than being jokey about it, all right? Does everyone understand what I'm saying? Okay, so we're talking about this big word, passion. Now, passion in our group as members of the church, that could maybe mean different things, right? I'm not talking about the Strength of Youth pamphlet with bridle your passions Friday night on a date. That's not what we're talking about, okay? We're talking about something completely different today. So let me be clear, but today my intention is that you guys will leave this room, really understand what passion means and what that looks like for you in your lives, okay? So let's get started. Let me ask you guys a question. If you could wake up tomorrow and do whatever you wanted, what would you do? In the back. Fantastic. There's a rover on Mars right now, right? Snapping shots. Great. I saw another hand. Yes. You would have the perfect day. Just total peace. Awesome. I love it. Thank you. What's that? Just a full day of chocolate everywhere you go. Awesome. I love it. Okay. You would dance. Okay. I like it. Did you have your hand raised? You'd eat chocolate? Okay. In the back. Wow, that's really awesome. Nice job. I love that one. That's great. Over here, you and you. Yes. Read a book and then finish writing a book and get it published. That's a full day right there. I like that. That's great. You probably would wake up. All right. If your perfect day, what time would you wake up? Good 4 in the afternoon. 3? Okay. All right. And team, I'm going to ask you guys to speak up nice and loud because it's a big room. We want to fill the space. So if you're talking over here, speak loud enough that somebody over here can listen. In the back. Awesome. I love it. That's great. From this section right here, let's get a couple. Yes. Just boom. Go straight to Italy. What would you do first when you landed? Just straight to the restaurant. Let's do this. I'm in Italy. I'm eating Italian food. Okay. I love it. Awesome. Yes. Yeah? Okay. Awesome. Did you have your hand raised? No? All right. Hatman's pretending, but then he puts his hand down. All right. In the back. Go to Arizona. What would you do in Arizona? Awesome. Sounds like that would be fun. So I had some Let's see here. Last three. Here, here, and here. I love it. Okay, cool. All right. And tomorrow you probably get to do that, right? Sweet. Awesome. Sounds just based on your smile, I can tell that that would be a lot of fun for you. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you guys for sharing. I get the sense that maybe there's some people in this room that don't know. That maybe you don't know. If you could wake up tomorrow and do anything you wanted, maybe some of you aren't quite sure what that would be. And I want you guys to remember this. This is a saying that that we say at Outlook Development, which Isak talked about. An arrow shot without a target always hits its mark. You guys understand what I'm saying? An arrow shot without a target always hits its mark. So here's the truth. If you guys don't know what you want in your lives, you don't know what you want to do, you don't know what you want to be, you don't know what you want to have, then you won't get what you want to do and what you want to be and what you want to have. You won't hit that target because you don't have one. Does that make sense? Here's the thing. We have choice, and we've always had choice, but sometimes we forget that we have choice, right? Our culture, kind of as Americans, kind of squashes. You know, it's okay when you're four to say, I'm going to be an astronaut, or I'm going to go to Mars. But then we get older, and it's like, come on, no. You can't really do that, all right? Here's what you can do. You can go to church. You can read your scriptures. You can say your prayers. You can go on a mission. And then you can go to college, get a good degree, and take care of your mom and dad for the rest of their lives. So we kind of squash that down. It's like the little girl that comes up to dad and says, oh, Dad, I really want this. Oh, I need it. Can I please have it? Please. Oh, it'll be so great. And what does Dad say? He says, listen, sweetie, relax. You get what you get, and you don't throw seriously, you don't throw a fit, right? Like somewhere along the line, it's no longer okay to get what we want. It's like we're programmed. It's like we almost become robotronic. Must be serious. Must be responsible. Cannot have fun. Right? Thank you. I want you guys to know this, that if you guys in this group, in this room right here today, if you don't dare to dream, then you've already lost, okay? If you don't dare to dream, you've already lost. Now, I have a 10-year-old. He's my oldest. His name's Parker. I'm sitting on the couch one day, and he comes up, and he says, Dad, totally serious face, can I ask you a question? Yeah, sure, buddy. What's going on? Whew, big exhale. Dad, if I drop out of college early, because I've been drafted into the NBA, are you going to be upset? And I take a step back and I say, well, you know, in all seriousness, you know, what any good dad would say, okay, Park, well, listen, if you're going to quit college early and not get that degree because you've been drafted into the NBA, as long as you buy me a brand new pickup truck, I'm totally fine with it, right? But do you guys remember when it's okay to do that? My son plays basketball every day because he's convinced that he's going to be drafted into the NBA and is hoping to make it through maybe his sophomore year in college before all the teams are like, all right, no, we want you. We're going to pay you big money. So is that okay? Can he have that dream? Team, can he have that dream?
Yes.
Can he go get that dream?
Yes.
Anybody know Jimmer Fredette? Dude's just kind of a short white guy that really liked to play ball, and he had that dream, and now he's doing it. Now, maybe he's not playing the best quite yet, but he'll probably get there. If you don't dare to dream, then you've already lost, okay? So I want you to keep that in mind. What is passion? Can anyone kind of define for me what do you think that word is? What's passion? Yes. A passion fruit. Have you had a passion fruit? Pretty tasty, right? Yeah, okay, good. Passion fruit. So it's a fruit, yes. What's passion? Thank you. That is an awesome description. I love that. I love it. You're pumped up. You've got the fire. You want to go out and do good. Thank you. So it's not like you have to really try and push yourself into it. It drives you. If you're passionate about something, you want to go out and do it, right? That's great. In the back. Wow, interesting. So you may be really passionate about it and you ignore it, but it keeps pulling you back. Like, whoa, what is this over here? I better pay attention. Okay, that's great. Did I see a hand? Yes. So is it fair to say that passion is almost a state of being? It's who you are? Awesome. Here's what I want you to do. Next time you're in the store, you hear those tunes, I want you to go in judgment-free. Don't worry about what everybody's thinking. Just start working it, whatever that looks like for you. I imagine it doesn't take her much to do that. That's great. Awesome. Here's the thing. When you're passionate about something, you don't really have to try. It just draws you to it. And there's a lot of people that, if you guys think about, there's a lot of people in our lives that are passionate. In fact, in our church, there's a lot of people that we could look to as passionate examples. Anyone know a guy named Joseph Smith? That sound familiar? All right. What do you guys think? Joseph Smith, passionate or not passionate? Passionate. What was he passionate about? Beautiful. Finding the right religion, restoring the gospel, church, I heard. Tell me more. What was it that you saw in Joseph Smith that you thought, okay, this dude is passionate. I love it. And that kind of drove him forward. Great. Yes. Okay. Was there anything that was going to stop him from building his testimony and pushing that forward? And it's not for lack of trying, right? Lots of people tried to stop him, but he kept on going. That's great. Anyone else? Am I missing somebody? Yes. I love that. Thank you. That's great. Yes. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And when you feel that passion and it's who you are, then it kind of starts to slip out and spreads to everything else. What about, let's take Ammon, right, in the book of Alma. Ammon says, look, I don't know what's going to happen, but I am going to King Lamoni, and I'm going to go be with these people. Now, Ammon's passion was similar to Joseph Smith. It was to spread the gospel. It's who he was. It's who he felt himself to be. So, I mean, he goes up and he knocks on King Lamoni's door. Well, first he gets arrested, basically. They take him in. And what does he say? He says, you know what? I want to be here, and I want to stay with you guys, and I might even be here until the day I die. I just want to serve you. And that's what he did, right? Now, did he exactly know what it was going to look like for him to preach the gospel in that land? No. Did he know that the way to preach the gospel would be chopping a bunch of arms and killing some people with a slingshot? No, he didn't realize that that's how he was going to get there. But he was so passionate about the gospel that it was just who he was. When you guys are in a state of passion, it's when you're feeling fully alive. You're 100% present, and you're aware of your feelings. So can I feel passion for yesterday? What's that? I'm hearing some yeses, noes. What do you guys think? Can I feel passion for yesterday? No, I can't experience passion in the past. Can I experience it in the future? Okay. Can I actually experience passion right now in the future? No, I can't. Where's the only place I can experience passion? In the present. So what I want you guys to get away from is don't worry about what's happened in the past. I don't want you guys to fear about what's going to happen to you guys in the future, but I want you to be present, be 100% focused. And when you are in the now, that's when you can experience passion. Yes. That's awesome. That's a great quote. I love that. Thank you for sharing. What's on the other side of passion is your authentic self. And sometimes, especially as teenagers, it's really easy to try and be somebody that we're not or to try and be something for somebody else. Where really what we want to be is be who we are, be our authentic self. And when you're in that space, you can truly live passion. Yes. That's awesome. Yes, that's fantastic. And that's true, right? All we have is right now. You know, 6 o'clock, you guys get to eat. You can focus on dinner for for the next hour and 10 minutes if you'd like. Or you can kind of push away the hunger pains and just be present, right? Live in the moment. Passion is everything. It's the drive that helps us get things done. My two-year-old Maggie, this is a great example of someone who's in the moment, who's present. What's my two-year-old Maggie? She's this beautiful little redhead girl. What's she passionate about? She loves running naked in the backyard. This little girl, from the moment she wakes up to the moment she goes to bed, she thinks, where can I go in the house to lose my clothes and chuck the diaper before anyone sees so that I can run into the backyard and just let it loose? So multiple, we go through more diapers in our house, not because they're dirty, just because they've been abandoned, just random diaper abandonments everywhere with piles of clothes. And I know when I see the diaper, all right, I'll go to the back sliding door, and there's my little two-year-old, either on our trampoline, just working it, hair just flopping in the air, or she's just running around the yard. Now, is she thinking about yesterday or tomorrow? No. She is in the present. She's in the now. And she is passionate about being naked. She loves it. Now, you guys are all teenagers. I don't want you to take from this, oh, what'd that guy Aaron talk about? Oh, he just said when you're naked, you're totally passionate. No. Don't write that in your notes. That's not what I want you to take from this. But that's an example of someone who, when you are present, you can be fully passionate and not care, judgment-free. Neighbors, I got old ladies on both sides out there weeding the garden, just saying dirty things about me because I'm a bad dad, because the two-year-old's out there naked. Let me give you guys an example of one of my passions. And Isaac alluded to this a little bit. I love rhythm. And more importantly, I love beats. In fact, my wife, if she was here, she would tell you, I'm always tapping out some beat, like subconsciously, whether it's on the couch watching TV, which she really loves when I'm working a beat, or it's on the driving, on my steering wheel, or on the dining room table. But for me, the magic is when you've got rhythm and you've got beats and you put it together. Then something special happens, right? Along with that, I really love drums. Drums of all kinds. Anyone here play percussion? Hatman? Yep. Anybody want to play percussion? Beautiful. Awesome. Okay. So I brought just an example. I brought one of my drums with me today. And this is one of my drums from home. I'll show that to you. Now, this is a conga. Let's talk a little bit about how to approach it. First of all, I'm really passionate about this, and it kind of bugs me when people say, oh, wow, cool, you got a set of congas. No, it's not a conga, it's a conga, right? A conga. I want you guys to feel what that feels like to say it. On the count of three, I want you to say conga. One, two, three. All right, I like that. That was pretty good. I want a little bit more air in it. I want a little bit more breathy. I want you to feel like I just stepped off a Caribbean island. I decided to bring with me my conga. All right? So let's try that again. All right. One, two, three. Woo! Anyone feel the passion in that? That was beautiful. Nice. That was great. So what do I like about it? Well, first of all, just look at it. It's super cool, right? I mean, this is a really cool-looking drum, and it's got this really tight skin on it that if you adjust it around the edges just right, it makes a... makes this great noise in the sound, kind of like a higher snare sound on the outside, like this, right? And if you move towards the center, it becomes more of kind of a bass sound, like this. So you've got all these different sounds you can work on this same drum, right? All these different things you can create. Now, again, for me, the passion comes when you kind of put the high sound with the low sound together, and you kind of blend that. Now, when you play the conga, you can't do it all robotronic, right? It's not, we're not getting up here and just, it's nothing like that, right? You got to feel it. It's like you got to start working it. It's got to start from your toes, and you just feel it. You might even have your eyes closed, and it just starts, it's like it comes out of your fingers and splashes onto the drum head, all right? For me, that sounds a little bit like this. Thank you. That was my elbow. That felt so good, I think I'll do it again. All right. Thank you. So, you can see that I'm really passionate about this, right? Now, for me, passion sometimes has to have a why. Why are we passionate? I hear a lot of people saying, I want to write a book. I want to go to Italy. What's the why behind that? Let me share with you one of my whys behind the conga. My 10-year-old Parker, the future NBA star, he gets a chance to run this run at school. It's a 3-mile run. Kid has never run 3 miles before in his life. Maybe he's busted out a mile. And it comes the day, and my wife Hillary's running it with him. So they're out running. They get past mile one, doing okay. Get past mile two, and he stops, and he says, Mom, I can't do this. I can't keep going. My legs hurt. I'm tired. I can't breathe. I want to stop. And Hillary says, are you sure? I mean, can you keep going? And then somewhere in the distance, he hears this beat, and he hears this sound. And he says, Mom, is that Dad playing the drums at the finish line? And of course, I had my drums. I had multiple. I had four, working it with all I got because I want him to hear it wherever he's at on the course. And in that moment, something changed. He got up and he said, Mom, I can do this. And he starts running again, right? And he busts out that last mile that he didn't know was possible. And I see him coming from a ways off, and I'm giving it all I got and yelling and screaming and got kids ringing bells around me. And he comes through just smiling ear to ear, and he finishes that 3 miles. Not only does he finish it, but homeboy starts sprinting. I mean, he gets something from deep. It just comes out, and he's feeling it. And that's what passion is for me. That's one of the reasons why I play this. And people say, are you serious? Dude, you're almost like 40, and you're playing this kind of stuff out in your garage, because my wife won't let me have it in the house yet, but I'm working on it. We've only been married 13 years, so give me a few more. That's one of the whys. So when you guys think about what drives you, what do you want to be, what do you want to do, what kind of member of the church do you want to be? Or do you want to be a member of the church that's, well, I read my scriptures because it's what I've been told I'm supposed to do since I was like 3. You know, I got to do it, and I got to get ready for class. Or do you want to approach the scriptures in passion, being present? What will be the difference? Let's just take reading scriptures for example. What's the difference between someone who does it because, I'm Mormon, that's what I'm supposed to do, right? I got my triplet, I'm supposed to read the Book of Mormon, versus someone over here that says, you know what, I am really passionate about reading the scriptures. What's the difference? Yes. How does your life change? So are you telling me that if you approach the scriptures that way versus approaching it as, Mom keeps getting on me, I'm supposed to read my scriptures before I can go to bed, that I'm actually going to get two totally different experiences out of that? I'm actually maybe even going to read two totally different things. Okay, awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Let's take prayer. How many of you late at night, Dad turns off the TV, go to bed, you're so excited because you're half asleep, like, I got to say my prayers. You just get on your knees and it's kind of, you've got the nodder thing going on. What would happen if every time you spoke to your Father in heaven, you actually said, you know what, I'm going to be totally present. This is an actual conversation between me and the God that created me. How would that change? What would be different for you in that moment as you pray? A lot more sincere? Okay, great. Yeah. Because you're actually present, right? You're not thinking about how good that pillow is going to feel. You're in the moment right now. So you can actually hear that. Thank you. You guys see the difference? You guys see what I'm talking about? Yes. I like that. Keep going. So when you're truly in the moment, you're 100% present, you're praying, you're having that conversation, you have that total connection. Right. People be like, whoa, Peter was really into that conversation. Right? Yeah, exactly. That's what my seven-year-old, he's seven, you know, when I'm saying, you know, Benji, let's talk about this. Seriously, he's looking everywhere but me, just wanting to do anything but talk to me. Total difference, right? Versus being someone who's totally in the moment, present. Am I missing anybody? Any other comments? Okay, great. Isaac, would you help me with a handout, please? Let me hand this out. Does everybody have, hopefully you do, just kind of make sure that everyone gets one of those. Maybe just pass them down the line. Does everyone have a pen, pencil? If you don't, I'd like you to borrow one, but get one out. And we're going to do a little exercise here. I'm going to be, Isaac's handing out a sheet right now about 100 things to be, do, have. Now, you guys will notice when you get this sheet that it only goes to number 52, even though it says 100 things. That's because I forgot to staple the other page to it. So, if you get to number 52, guess what? There's a fantastic blank side where you can just keep on cranking on the back, okay? But the idea is 100 things to be, to have. So, here's what I want to do. As that's getting passed around, I want you guys to think about this. How old is everyone in this room, popcorn style? What are the ages?
12.
Okay. I hear some 11, 12, all the way up to 16, 17. Okay, awesome. So, does everybody have a paper? Is that getting around? Okay. Awesome. All right, team, hoo-ha. I took you a few seconds. Let's try that again. Team, hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Beautiful. Thank you. On this sheet, here's what I want you to do. I'm probably going to give you a full minute. So lots of time, right, to write 52 things. I want you guys to just go. I don't want you to overthink it. I just want you to write down at this stage in your life and knowing maybe what you want in the future, what are those things that you want to be right now? What are those things that you want to do, whether that's go to Italy, whether that's be a scientist, go to Mars, whatever that is, and what do you want to have in your lives, whether it's right now, whether it's in the future? I really want you guys to turn that dream knob, turn it on up, and I want you to go there. So as fast as you can write those things, just do that for the next 60 seconds or so of things that you want to be, do, have, and you can begin that now. Is there anybody that can loan Maddie a pen? Beautiful. Here's a pencil right behind you, Maddie. Great. What's that? You need one as well? Is there another? Awesome. Ooh. The trajectory was a little off on that. You all right? You got lead poisoning stabbed in your... There you go. All right. I'm going to give you guys, I know some of you just got a pen, so give you guys just a few more seconds here. I want you to write, what are those things you are passionate about or you want to be passionate about? Things you want, who do you want to be? Whether that's in total peace, whether that's a rock star member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, whatever that is. What do you want to do with your life? What do you want in your relationships with your family? What do you want maybe as a career if you know already? What kind of athlete do you want to be? What do you want in your spiritual life? Is there anyone who does not have at least 10 items written down? All right, keep on going. Keep cranking it out, folks. I don't want you to overthink this. I just want you to go. What do you want to be, do, have? Keep it going. Keep it going. If you're Isaac, what you want to have right now is a pillow. Right? Nice, fluffy pillow. All right, about 15 more seconds. Keep cranking. Hat man, how many you got? Four? Oh, all right. Keep going. Keep going. And if this is a stretch for you guys, it's because it's supposed to be a stretch. I really want you guys to push that dream button and say, it doesn't matter if I'm 11 or 18. What do I want right now in my life? What kind of sister or brother do I want to be? What kind of student do I want to be? What kind of athlete do I want to be? Whatever that looks like. What kind of musician do I want to be right now? What do I want to grow into? Dare to dream. Okay, team, I'm going to have you stop wherever you're at. And the nice thing is you get to take this page home. And homework for this weekend, maybe it's a good thing to do tomorrow. I really want you guys to finish all 52 there. And if 52 is a stretch, then I want you to flip it over and keep writing until it's no longer a stretch, until it just flows. What are some examples? Who's willing to share something on their list? Yes. Awesome. I love it. I can tell you where. Yes. You want to be a Broadway actress. I love that. Great. Yes. A special ed teacher. I love it. Thank you. Can you say that a little bit louder? To the Rio Olympics. You got 4 years. Got plenty of time to plan and save. Great. In the back. An artist. I love it. Thank you. Yes. Published author. Great. And be a super crack shot at... Oh, okay. Of course, right? I mean, yeah, of course. Perfect. All right, yes. What's that? You want a good education. I love it. Thank you. Yes, over here. In the back? College football. What team? Oh, should I even ask that? BYU. Okay, all right. All right. Woo! All right. Yes. Veterinarian? Great. You want to be smart. I like it. Or a marine biologist. Or, I bet you could even be both. I bet you could be a running marine biologist. I'm just throwing it out there. You could have both if you want them. Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Wow. Yeah. It's very specific. I love it. Yes. Okay. You're probably going to want to start on that about 30 minutes from now. Okay, great. Yes. I want to make our foam fighting group more national spread out. Cool. That's fantastic. Very cool. Yes, in the back. I love it. Great. Yes. What's that? Want to be a paramedic? Great. Yes. Say that again. Special ops team. All right. Awesome. Yes. Climb Mount Everest. I love it. I like that. Yes. Better peacemaker. Great. Thank you. Awesome. I don't think that's weird at all. I bet whoever has that job right now loves her job. I bet she's pretty passionate about it. Yes. Wow. Could anyone feel that? Just me, or is she passionate about the periwinkle twirly coat? That's great. Yeah, yes. Ooh, beautiful. Okay, raise your hand if you have not shared one yet. If you have not shared one. All right, we're going to start from here, the ones that haven't shared, and we're going to go around, okay? Go. Be a mom at home. Great. And nice and loud so everyone in the room can hear. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, who else? As we're going around. Yes. All right, very specific. Yes. A good pianist. I love it. Great. Ooh, okay. I like that. Yeah, great. Have you guys all shared? Oh, come on, Purple. What's one? A humanitarian. That is fantastic. Thank you. An artist? I love it. And a writer. We've got lots of writers in this class. Great. Yes. An actress. Cool. Oh, front and then back. Savannah? A better basketball player. Great. Okay. Savannah? I love it. Great. Who else? Are we getting? Okay. Good. Italy. Perfect. I'm sorry. What degree? Wow, I imagine you have to do a lot to get to the sixth degree. That's great. Perfect. Yes. You want to go to Switzerland. I love it. Great. Awesome. That's great. Everyone over here gone? Yes. You want to live in the mountains? All right. Like just in the bushes with the deers or in a big cabin? Okay. All right. Good. Great. Who else? Everybody else gone? Yes. A writer? Perfect. Musician? Awesome. At the Home Depot. Just be an awesome builder. Whatever comes your way, you can build it. Great. Peter? A ninja vigilante. Hmm. And potentially the only Mormon ninja vigilante in the world. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Yes. And you also want to what? All right, now I'm sorry. Yes, conga. There it is. You guys, thank you for sharing. Did I? Yes, in the back. Last one. So one thing you want to be, do, have while you live here is to go to heaven? Okay, when you're dead, you want to make sure you go up and not down. Okay, great. All right. Yes. Hawaii. I love it. Great. Already got the flower working for you. It's already set. Okay. Great. Let's, you guys have all given me really good things. Here's my question to you. Can you really do all those things? No, but I'm serious. So, I mean, can you seriously?
Yes.
I don't know. The world would tell you no on that. I mean, serious? Okay. Here's what there are these things in life that are called passion prohibitors, right? You'll start working on things that you want to do, things you want to be, things you want to have, and guess what? Something's going to step up in your way, and it's going to shut you down, and it's going to say, no, 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 come on, serious ninja assassin? Dude, that's just for the movies. You can't really, really, sixth degree black belt? I'm pretty sure there's only like two. There's no way. Hawaii? Italy? Come on, guys. Get serious. Here's what I'd like everyone to do. Everyone's going to put their papers down where they're at, and you're going to stand up, and I want everyone to kind of migrate over to this side of the room. Let me spread this out a little bit. All right. Here's what we got, guys. Here's what we get to do. So here's the objective. I know you guys are all crammed over here. Here's point A between these two cones. This one's getting shuffled around a little bit. Excuse me, there's a cone. All right, and here's point B. Very simple objective. Here's your objective. It's to travel from point A to point B just simply by moving, right? Here's what you can't do. You can't travel from point A to point B in the same way that anybody else in this room has done it. It has to be a different way than what anyone else has done. Is there anyone that doesn't understand what I'm saying? Everyone understands? If you see someone doing something that somebody else has done, I want you to call them out on it. Say, hey, dude, no, 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 it's already been done. Go back, start over, okay? So I know there's not a lot of room, but as you cross, you guys can just kind of fill up this space over here, okay? Everyone understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, well, I mean, it's kind of crazy. If you don't know. No, you don't have to do one at a time. A few at a time. I don't want a stampede, nobody getting hurt or trampled. This isn't the running of the bulls, all right? But from point A to point B, and you just have to do it in a way different from anyone else, okay? And you may begin.